people who have been injured, two people who have been shot fatally, one of them being 17-year-old Ja'Kyra Barnes, who was just walking with a friend, and neighbors say a gunman fired, striking her at least 9 times. Now, we spoke to her mother, her grandmother, and uncle, who all say she was a great girl. She's more than just a statistic.
Yeah. Ja'Kyra Barnes was born into the South Side of Chicago in 1997. At 1 year old, her father was shot in the head with an AK-47 outside his home on 79th and Avalon. After this, Kira and her twin brother George would live with their mom and grandmother off 63rd in St. Lawrence. Growing up, she was known for being shy and was never really the troublemaking kind. She was attending a math and science institute and wanted to be a social worker when she grew up. The area she lived in was controlled by the gangster disciples, though, and this would start to influence her over time. In her early teens, she began attending parties and associating herself with the GDs. She noticed the respect and protection the gang members received at these parties, and she envied it. As like most teens growing up in the rough neighborhoods like this, by age 13, she had already lost friends to the violent war, making her cold-hearted. She eventually joined the GDs and started repping her set, STL. If you don't know what STL is, you may be familiar with one of its most popular members, FBG Duck. She gained the nickname KI, or Snoop, which was a reference to Snoop from the TV show The Wire. As the war in her neighborhood heated up, her priorities started to shift towards status and reputation, something she was willing to risk everything to gain. Being a girl, she felt the pressure to really prove herself in the streets in order to get the respect the guys were getting. One way she could earn this would be to take out a high-ranking shooter from her set's biggest ops, Wick City or Parkway Gardens, the home of people like Chief Keef. Wick City and STL are located literally across the street from one another and had been at war for years. But things would escalate in January of 2011 after the death of 15-year-old Shondale Gregory. Shondale was murdered by Wick City and went by the now infamous nickname, Tuca. Rival gangs would mock the death of Tuca on social media and in songs. Because Tuca was only 15 when he was gunned down at the bus stop, this hit STL hard, and they even renamed their hood Tucaville. At the time, KI was only 13, but she and Tuca were friends, and this was her opportunity to put on for her set and get revenge. 8 months would go by, the war only getting worse, making the cross streets of these neighborhoods one of the deadliest in America. O.D. Perry, a man from Wick City, was rumored to have been one of Tuca's killers. On August 10, 2011, STL would celebrate Tuca's birthday and film FBG Duck's freestyle music video, where you can see a young KI in the cut. Shortly after the video was filmed, KI and a few other gang members would slide over to Parkway Gardens looking to start trouble. O.D. Perry would be riding a bike home from the corner store just outside Parkway around 11:30 p.m. KI and STL member Bostrell would open fire on O.D., shooting him in the neck and killing him. Wick City or Parkway Gardens would then rename their neighborhood in honor of O.D. They now called it O'Block. This is where King Vaughn comes in the story.
Yeah, bitch.
Word on the street spread fast, and KI was seen on social media with what looked like O.D. Perry's gun, proving she had caught the body. O'Block quickly got word about who was behind this, and its members were all looking for KI and Bostrell. King Vaughn was one of the people taking interest in getting revenge for O'Block. Vaughn, who was 17 at the time, was in and out of prison, and was suspected to have a few bodies already. The first interaction KI and King Vaughn would have was on a train, where Vaughn and other O'Block members jumped and stomped her out. But soon after, KI would lose her cousin and friend Tyquan Tyler, who was just like a little brother to her. He was only 13. She cried all night and made a promise to avenge him in any way she could. She changed her Twitter username to Tyquan Assassin for him and would go on shooting sprees often in his name. Becoming a real problem, O'Block needed to get rid of her. King Vaughn would write KI on Twitter, taunting and flirting with her at the same time. He enjoyed messing with her head, telling her that he liked her and wanted her for real. Sometimes they would argue, dissing each other's dead homies, and other times they acted like friends. They even spoke on the phone a few times. One day, Vaughn went out looking for KI at a popular store her gang hung out at. When he was spotted, they would lock the door to the store to keep him out. Vaughn went to Twitter saying they were scared of him. K.I. replied back saying she was on her way, but nothing happened until days later when King Von and his best friend T-Roy were shot at. Von was hit in his leg but was fine. He and T-Roy tweeted that they were going to kill K.I. for real. These threats would go back and forth until other members from STL also jumped in the beef. STL Wooski would get in an argument with Vaughn on Twitter the day after his cousin Modell was killed. In the same month, KI's friend P5 was set up for a fake drug deal and was also gunned down. Shortly after, Bostrell, the man who she killed O.D. Perry with, was also killed. KI was losing more friends back to back, and now had even more reason to find King Von. He was suspected to be involved in at least two of the three murders that month. Things were getting scary for both sides. Von was fighting a few cases and would end up in jail shortly after for over 2 years. While he was locked away, artists from O'Block like Chief Keef were blowing up, which actually made the war between O'Block and STL worse. Seeing the mainstream success of their ops, STL also tried to get their artists popping as well. FBG Duck was the most promising of their crew, but was struggling to get anywhere close to the success that the O'Block rappers were seeing. Vaughn would have his sister write KI, telling her to come visit him in prison, refusing to let his absence get in the way of trolling her. She obviously never did, as she was busy turning into a cold-blooded killer, taking the life of O'Block's J-Money and possibly others. Her Twitter following had gone up by almost 4,000 as people around Chicago heard the stories about her. King Von was later released from jail in February of 2014, almost 2 years after this personal beef had started. The first day he was out, he was tweeting KI, asking if she missed him, but the conversation quickly turned into discussing dead ops once again. She teased Von about J-Money, and Von teased her about Modell. Things would go silent after this, but King Von knew what needed to be done. In April of 2014, Chief Keef's cousin Blood Money was back in town visiting the hood. He was pulled up on and shot 10 times. Some believed KI was involved with the hit, but it was never confirmed. Only 2 days later, STL was set to have a barbecue for Bostrell's birthday, and in remembrance of him. KI, of course, was to be in attendance. She left her home around 1:30 p.m. and walked down the street of 63rd and St. Lawrence. Around 3:30 p.m., KI and 20 other gang members were outside hanging out. King Von and Big A from O'Block would get the news about this and immediately headed to 63rd Street. Von got out of the black car and walked down the alley between the neighboring houses. He then warned a few people to get out of the way before firing shots. KI was hit 9 times and died on the porch after attempting to crawl away. The police found 14 shell casings in the area and asked witnesses for information. Von was taken into custody and was even identified by a few witnesses as someone who may have been the killer. But he had an alibi, and he said he checked into his parole officer that day, and it checked out. Although there was still a 30-minute gap where he could have committed the crime, the police dropped the case due to inconsistencies and he was set free. To the public, none of this information was known at the time, and only those closely involved with O'Block and STL knew the truth. King Von was later jailed for another case, but never tried for the death of KI. Over 5 years later, A&E produced a documentary about the savage life KI lived. They reached out to people who knew her for interviews. After all the tweets between King Von and KI were recovered years later, they thought it would be a good idea to interview Von about her. They thought he was in love with her because of the nature of their tweets back and forth. Little did they know, they were interviewing the man who killed her.
I keep trying to set her up and kill her. That's what she told me. She's like, I think he's just trying to kill me. He don't like me. What's the life?